Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. The man who is alleged to have attacked another man with a machete in Karratha has been granted bail. The alleged incident happened earlier this month, the victim suffering lacerations to his skull, hands, arm and face. He's yet to enter a plea and will reappear in court next week. Karratha police are calling for anyone who has seen missing man Theodore Cox to come forward. He was last seen leaving the Dampier boat ramp around 9 o'clock yesterday morning in a white aluminium 4.9-metre boat. Authorities have welfare concerns for him. There's a shortage of more than 100 police officers across country WA, according to new numbers. The figures tabled in State Parliament this week revealed the shortages across various police districts. The opposition claims more than 70 officers have already quit this year alone. A union-commissioned review of WA's public education system continues this week, with consultation sessions to be held in the Midwest and Kimberley. A panel chaired by former Premier Dr. Carmen Lawrence will prepare a report on the state of the system. The State School Teachers Union of WA President Matt Jarman says he hopes to work with the government.
Our goal is that we present the report to government and then we develop a collaborative approach to what we may be able to do to fix education or public education standards as the community is reporting.
A consultation session will be held in Broome this Friday at the Mangrove Hotel from 4:30pm. Register to attend on the union's website. Meantime, the federal government and opposition in Canberra have concluded negotiations on the Indigenous voice to Parliament. Aussies will receive a pamphlet outlining the yes and no cases, but no taxpayer money will be spent on campaigns from either side. It'll now pave the way for the referendum to be held later this year. Pegs Creek 1 and the Dampier Taverners 1 will fight it out for the flag in the West Pilbara Men's T20 Cricket Grand Final this weekend. Get down to KLP Oval to catch all the action from 7 o'clock.